9,000 jobs on the line, says the government. But how realistic is that? This construction analyst suggests not very.
I think that they're playing the worst case scenario, but I don't necessarily think it is necessarily a likely scenario.
That's because SNC-Lavalin is already involved in billions of dollars of projects in Canada that won't be finished for several years. It's also in the final phases of bidding for other large contracts, like refurbishing the Patullo Bridge in Vancouver. And those massive provincial projects would still be available to SNC, even if it's shut out of federal contracts. In other words, potentially lots of work still to be had in Canada for the company and its employees, even without a deferred prosecution deal.
How do you walk away from that just because the federal government says, well, we're shutting the door to you for 10 years?
Interestingly, in a recent conference call with shareholders, SNC's CEO, Neil Bruce, was asked how worried he was about losing access to federal work in Canada.
We've got plenty of opportunities to grow the business outside of Canada. But we're also committed to the Canadian, to the Canadian market.
And the lack of a deal here isn't even the company's biggest problem right now, which introduces another intriguing political angle to the SNC story. In late January, it revealed to shareholders it had suffered an operating loss of $1.3 billion in 2018, compared to a profit the year before. It said its oil and gas business in Saudi Arabia in particular had been hurt in part because of difficult intergovernmental relations between Canada and Saudi Arabia. That's a reference to all that's happened since last summer when a tweet from Global Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland infuriated the Saudi government. Relations haven't recovered. Neither has SNC-Lavalin's share price.